Welcome back to the Maladisting Show. We're Shirley and Sharon Nordrum.
We're up in Red Bee, Minnesota, visiting with Junior Jourdain about his photography. So thanks for sitting down and visiting with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for getting hold of me.
Yeah, I was, I don't know how I stumbled upon your work. I think I was just Facebooking or something, and man, you got some beautiful photographies. How'd you get into that anyway?
Well, it's been basically like a lifelong hobby of mine. Yeah. Like going back to when I was a kid, and I always remember my first camera was this one of those long 110 film cameras. 110?
110?
Yeah, I got it at a rummage sale for like a nickel. And, you know, just like trying to make photos like back then. Kind of rediscovered it like in middle school with learning darkroom and how to develop film. And then at the high school, just some creative classes and some the art class. And did a digital, my first digital project was in high school. And I incorporated like drawings with photos from around the school. And yeah, and then just rediscovering it again later on in life, like just maybe about 10 years ago or so, I just dusted off the camera and started shooting again.
Nice.
So it's like coming back home again.
I go on these cycles of different different art ventures, and now I'm just back around to the photography stuff, but this time it's been a little more serious this time. I'm really into it now, like focused on it, and kind of turning the art aspect of it into some business aspect as well.
I was just going to ask you that. You said that you were on a photo shoot, so what kind of photo shoot were you on?
Well, on that one in particular, I was doing the fireworks display.
Oh.
And I was looking for a commissioned shot that a client wanted. It involved shooting the fireworks, and the fireworks display was about to start, so I was really lucky my mom came through with the battery at that time. I got the shot though, so.
Isn't by any chance the shot of the fireworks coming up over the back of the either the government center or the tribal college, is it?
It was one of them, yeah. It was just last year was the battery incident one, but yeah, it was one of those shots.
I saw that photo and I loved it. I was that was a great photo. You have a Facebook page for our listeners if you want to check it out. Is it E. Jourdain?
Facebook.com/ E. Jourdain Jr. Photos.
Yeah.
And that'll take you to my photography page.
Right.
Or if you just search my name, E. Jourdain Jr., you'll find it.
Because I was looking at a lot of them. I wanted a couple prints at the time. I was going to redo my bedroom, and I never really got that finished, so I haven't really ordered them, but I really wanted that one of them. You can see Panema across the lake.
Oh, yeah.
The northern lights. Yeah, that's a great shot.
Yeah.
So how did you just ever take a class, or did you just play around with, like, northern lights? I mean, there's got to be something special about shooting.
Yeah, some of the techniques I learned were, like, film techniques, and the hardest part for me was adjusting to digital, actually. I grew up on the
old apertures.
Yeah, the old analog, you know, cameras. Nothing told you what your settings were. You know, you kind of just had to guess, and you had to have it down precise on the film cameras. The digital makes it a lot more easy to get those kind of photos. So, technique wise, just learning. Learning as it went along, basically. You need the long shutter on those for, you know, to capture the lights like that.
Right. So do you prefer, like, the analog to the digital? Or?
I still have a film camera. I love to use. The thing now is that it's just a little too expensive. Because to develop your own film takes a whole lot of room, and I don't have that kind of room. So I outsourced to a different company to develop my film for me, and that's pretty costly. I think one roll of film, if I wanted to get it, get all of the prints back as well as some high resolution scans, per roll costs like around like $25-$30. And then plus you got to ship too, and that takes a long time to to come back. So.
And then it may not be what you thought it was.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the times it's not, you know. So definitely got to shoot multiple images, multiple settings if you're, you know. But
that was the fun part about those cameras was never knowing what you were getting back.
Exactly. Yep. It's that anxiousness you get to see what your shot looked like if it turned out the way you envisioned it to be. I mean, nowadays you can preview it on back of your camera, and it's so simple.
Sometimes it still doesn't look like I think it will, though, even when I see it on the back of the camera, and then I download it and pull it up. I mean, I'm not a photographer by any means, but I like to play around with my little camera, and I think, oh man, that's going to be awesome. And I go, it doesn't look as good here. What's up with that? Or I remember this one time it was a heat lightning storm, and I'm so lame, I don't even know how to set it to get like a long exposure or whatever. So I'm all standing, and there was a gazillion mosquitoes biting me, and I just shot after shot after shot, and I did get some really nice shots of lightning.
Thanks.
But it was 20 minutes and a quart of blood donated to the mosquito bug.
Yeah, I've definitely donated a lot of blood throughout the summer. I was in Alaska a couple times this summer too, and so I got some blood flying around up there yet as well.
Do you travel to photograph or?
Yeah, I take little like mini trips.
Yeah.
I try not to say they're vacation because I want them to be photo work related, you know. So. Yeah, I like to travel for photos. I'm trying to get to Argentina next summer for the total solar eclipse. I traveled to Wyoming the last year to get the photos of the solar eclipse, and it's just such an amazing experience that I want to go again.
You want to go again?
Yeah, so I don't know. That would definitely be like the farthest travel that I've ever done, but maybe I'll throw up a GoFundMe page or something.
Heck yeah, you never know.
You never know what people are going to donate for.
Yeah,
So when you went to Alaska, did you have something in mind that you wanted to shoot, or were you just...
Just nature. I went up with a goal in mind to get a whale and a moose.
Yeah.
Didn't get any whale opportunities. We did see a moose, which happened to be crossing the road near Denali, so... That image came out great, and it just won a blue ribbon at the Beltrami County Fair.
Nice.
So yeah, and I checked off some goals up there for sure.
Do you like to shoot, like big animals, moose like that, or do you ever get into like bees and flowers and little micro
both,
stuff?
Both, yeah. Yep. I've definitely, just out in the yard here, I got a couple awesome bee images on flowers, or like a... Last summer, I got a bee on a lupine, and lupines, I really like the lupine flower. It's one of my favorite things to shoot, and then seeing having a bee on it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of excitement in both, really. You know, I don't like getting stung, and I wouldn't want to get rammed by a moose, so, either one's exciting to shoot for me.
I was trying to take a picture of a bumblebee. I'm a real fan of the rusty back bumblebee, the one that's got the little orange on the middle. And I was over in White Earth, and he was zooming around some, what is that, comfrey?
Comfrey.
Comfrey that they planted on. Like I said, I'm not a good photographer, and I was like trying to chase that bee around, and I got so mad I just couldn't.
It takes a lot of patience to shoot a bee. Like, yeah, you probably wouldn't think about that, but yeah, you gotta sit still, and sometimes you're crawling around in front of that flower waiting for the bee to land, and...
Yeah, I didn't get a shot.
You didn't just focus on one flower and wait for the bee to land on
it? I did use that strategy, and I don't know if I was impatient, but it didn't seem like he came back. Yeah. Seemed like he knew what I was trying to do.
You picked the wrong flower.
Maybe he was camera shy.
I've had this issue all summer because I've been being harassed by, or I was being harassed by a kingfisher. Every time I came home, he was sitting on the wire over the bridge. And then I'd say, I'm bringing my camera tomorrow. And then I'd bring my camera, and he'd be sitting there, and I'd get out. As soon as I got focused, that little guy would just take right off. And I kid you not, he harassed me all summer long. I never did get a shot. And then he just does his little and just takes off.
Yeah, they make
his... wasn't for everybody. He was just for you.
I guess. Yeah. And I was dissing him by trying to take his picture. Yeah.
Wildlife was definitely a challenge to shoot.
What was the hardest thing you think you have ever had? Like, what was the toughest photo that you ever got?
Children's portraits. it's tough, you know, with kids and how you want them positioned and all of that. I mean,
yeah, they're all upset because they know something's gonna happen anyway. You know, you dress them up, and then here's a cute rabbit, sit this way, and it just gets them all.
Yeah,
it's not natural for them, so that's the challenge.
I only did that once with my son. Went and got photos.
Yeah,
and I decided action shots are better.
So you have a drone too, right there?
Yeah.
So how do you like that?
I love it. I've been experimenting more with like short video clips of like a single subject. Like the first one I really did was the Red Lake sunset, and the water is fairly calm, but the waves are a little, they're moving and they're producing sound.
Wow.
So I just floated the drone maybe 2 feet above the water in the middle of the lake, pointing at the sunset. And then after I got the footage, I went down by the lake and I recorded on audio the water moving and pieced it together. And just put a little 2-minute video on my YouTube. I think it's 2 minutes. But I like that. I've also got some, you know, some great sunsets with like water towers and with the fall colors. So the cool thing about the drone, of course, is getting that vantage point that you can't get.
It's the eagle eye view.
One of the first drone photos I posted, somebody commented, did you get a drone? I said, I was actually skydiving on this shot, and I was parachuting down with my Nikon. But it was a drone, yeah, so it was a drone.
So what kind of camera do you have a GoPro then that you use with that, or?
The drone itself has a 4K camera right on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that. I like drone shots for some reason.
Yeah, nice. They're cool. I took my drone on one of the trips to Alaska, but I couldn't use it mainly because the areas we went were very windy, and I didn't want to risk my drone flying into a mountain or the ocean. Or we were in state parks, and you can't use them in state parks.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Why?
It's just the federal laws about...
But why?
He didn't ask why. It was a federal law. Which
FDA,
I
believe.
I think it's a little odd, because, you know, like...
It's a state park.
I would have thought that maybe it had something to do with disturbing wildlife, but they shoot animals from planes up there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Strange. Yeah. I didn't know that. Where else? Are there other places? All state parks?
Well, yeah, like Minnesota, too. You can't fly drones in the state parks.
Really? I did not know that.
You can get, like, a license. You can get permits and such for it, but...
How about, like, do you know about National Forest? Like, the Chippewa National Forest?
I think that might be on the no-fly list as well.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I just try to avoid the state and federal parks and stuff.
But there's some pretty stuff in there, too, though.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder what they're up to in there.
The conspirator. So have you ever shown, like, had a showing somewhere?
I was in had a gallery piece accepted into the called the Rejected Arts Exhibit. And what that is a group of photographers in the Twin Cities area. Well, it started just last year. This year was the second year. People who had entered into the State Fair Fine Arts Competition and who were not accepted, you can apply to get into the Rejected Expo, which is put on just by this group of photographers. It's actually pretty cool. I mean, there's so many amazing photos that do not make it in a competition. So I invited to be a part of that, and it coincided with a art crawl down in Minneapolis as well. So
nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Are you looking to get it? Is that something you'd like to do? Like have your own exhibit? Or
actually, as the year started out, my goal was to get exhibit pieces and do some showings. And I just got some news earlier this week that I will be part of a gallery in Bemidji at the Watermark Art Center.
Awesome.
January to March. So I don't have much more details than that. I don't know how much pieces I'm going to have in it, but I believe it's somewhere up to 5 pieces. Yeah, this would be at the Watermark Art Center. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
I was happy to get that call because I inquired at the beginning of the year how to go about getting some of my pieces put in there. And I didn't hear anything back just until this week. I've been invited to be a part of that. So I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for you. I'm glad to hear that you're going to be there.
Yeah. The Watermark is so beautiful.
Have you heard rumblings about, do you know Joe Allen from Whiters?
I think that's one of the people that was just mentioned.
Yeah. Maybe some of his pieces are going to be in with yours.
Yeah, could be.
Because Joe Allen was telling me that he was trying to put together like a native photography club or something like that, you know, and like I said, I'm not by any means a professional, but I kind of wanted to be part of it, you know, and just to hang out and learn and talk to people. And, you know, Joe mentioned David Manuel, and I asked him about you, and he said he didn't know. I said, well, check out his Facebook page. I said, his photography is awesome. And he's like, oh, thanks, because he's trying to, you know, find out who all the native photographers are. And imagine that's kind of challenging, like, how do you know, you know, like, who's doing what? But,
well, thank you for that.
Yeah, so I'm really happy to hear about that. But I'll ask Joe again, and if I hear anything, I'll like chat with you on Facebook that you know this club's going to go on because.
Yeah, I'm for sure interested in that.
Yeah, I think the Watermark is a good step. There's a lot of little galleries that have different showings and stuff like that.
So aside from that invite, part of the Watermark exhibit and the one in Minneapolis over the summer. The only thing I've done was the county fair and the Red Lake Fair. Those are fun to do, and
I
was nice to see other local artists. And this year, I'm actually the grand champion of the Beltrami County Fine Arts exhibit. So,
are you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Good to hear.
And then in Red Lake, I got the Best in Show piece up there as well.
That's nice.
Cool, yeah. It's cool to tag those ribbons on the images, and I just let my mom hang them in her house. My mom's walls are getting covered now with all my prints.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah,
I've entered in the fair in the past. Last 2 years, I don't know, something's happened. I haven't been able to get anything done.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
I went to the state fair once, and I was shocked by how big the photography section was.
Yeah,
but now that you mentioned there's like this reject part of it, I'm really wondering what was in there, because some of them, some of the pieces I just really wasn't that impressed with, you know. I'm like, what did you miss, you know?
To me, I'm still confused about what they want to show in the state fair exhibit. The winners always seem to be, I don't know how to say it, they're different. Something like I wouldn't expect to be a winner. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's like, to me, the winners I've seen don't look like super unique.
Yeah, I guess I can say.
So much like in this rejected exhibit that just blow me away. I'm like, wow, I don't feel bad at all for being rejected when I see these pieces. I'm like, wow, these. So the past 4 years I've been entering the state fair. I've tried different types of photos each year to see, submitting things I normally wouldn't submit. I've been trying to submit, see if maybe that's what they're looking for, because it's all paneled. It's like a jury panel, so you got artists of all different genres.
I'm wondering if they're in, like, in so many things the same people are getting in, because it's the same people that are jurying it. So, okay, that's that person, and I like that style. I don't know who this person is, and it's different, but I'm going to go with the person that's always been here. Sort of like with...
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about, because, you know, if you ever know any fair board members, they're all really old.
Yeah.
You know? And so maybe they're set in what they like to see.
Yeah.
And they can't, like, get past new things or different things.
Could be, I don't know. My network really isn't all that big, so I don't know who does what. I'm just now meeting like the Region 2 arts people, because for my first time I put in for a grant. And I think that the project I put in for this specific grant would be, one of my goals is a photo book. This photo book in particular would be for portraits of Native people in their cultural regalia. You know, a little history on their on what they're wearing. So yeah, it's photo book based on Native and regalia as well. So
cool.
I hope you get funded. That'd be a book I'd be interested in for our school.
Yeah, I think it'd be perfect for here.
Yeah. Do you ever mess around with black and white? It seemed like most of you were art was color.
Yeah, I have some black and white shots. Yeah. The one that was in the gallery in Minneapolis is a black and white, but I had one little touch of color in it.
Yeah, I like those. Those are cool.
That's pretty good. My son was wearing a sweater, and the back of the sweater says "Evolve," and I think it's like it says it five times, and it's different color. Each one, and that was the only thing color in there. The rest is black and white.
Nice.
But black and white film is something I used to love to do all the time, but the black and white film itself is a little more expensive.
Yes, it is.
And the processing is more expensive as well. Yeah, I love black and white too.
Yeah, me too. It's the contrast, the color and the contrast. I just can really enjoy
it. My favorite photographer is Ansel Adams, and he's all black and white.
Way old too.
I love all that stuff because you can't recreate that with the equipment today.
No,
because if you wanted to do something Ansel Adams did, you would have to have his equipment, his techniques, and it's not just like a point and shoot photo either. Like everything's just so calculated and planned out. All of his shots, using certain filters on his lens that added some darkness and light to certain parts, and it's just cool. Yeah, he's definitely always been my favorite photographer, and I still love looking at his work today. And I have a black and white piece that was a tribute to Ansel Adams, actually.
Oh, yeah?
That's, you can find that on my Facebook as well.
Nice, I'll have to check that out.
I think it was a few years ago I did that shot.
So you mentioned you do other art. What else do you do?
Well, like poetry, I've done some music in the past.
Oh, yeah. So have you ever done that? Have you ever been involved in any of the films like I see of Red Lake? Like maybe the Tribal College when you're at the show or any? That's drone work? Or
yeah, no. Those are some close friends of mine, though,
yeah,
who do that stuff. And they're excellent with the video production.
So besides the grants that you have, what's your hope for the future?
So I started off the year with kind of some big goals, and because the previous year was a pretty big year, and I was trying to figure out how am I going to top this year, or how am I going to top, the previous year, this year. And then, so this news just comes in toward the end of the year now about the possible grant, the galleries. So I don't know what I'm going to do next year. I guess if the grant goes through, I want to fulfill that. It's an 18-month project, so I'll have to have that pretty much wrapped up this time next year to be able to put it in a post-production. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess right now I'm just gonna kick back and enjoy the winter, maybe. I like basketball season, so I do a lot of photos for our team, the Panthers. I've got a lot of cool photos of them. So yeah, the high school basketball is always a fun time to fill up my winter. Last one I did some traveling to Colorado, which seemed more like it was fall out there, yet it was really warm out there last winter. So I was a little bummed out about that. I like to go to cold places in the wintertime for some reason.
Maybe you should check out the, it's not too far to travel, the John Berger sled dog races.
That might
be some cool photography. Yeah. That's January 26th, I think, this year.
Yeah, that's something that I think I'll for sure do, because I'll get some practice in for the Iditarod. I want to shoot an Iditarod sometime.
Do you? Yeah. Awesome.
I just got to check out some sled dogs and some trails. On my last trip up there, just last week, I was up there.
Oh, really? Well, that is a sweet. I'm a big Iditarod. I watch it religiously once it takes off on the internet, and I track everything. And I kind of like to volunteer one time, but that's sort of a big commitment. And I hope you get a chance to do that, because maybe you should check out the Bear Grease and
I think I will. I'll put that on my calendar for sure. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Well, there's probably freelance. Ever done freelance?
Sold? A lot of my work is the freelance contracted up.
Have you been in, like, magazines yet? Are you?
Yeah, a lot. Actually, so on my second trip to Alaska this year, we were on the Kenai Peninsula, so south of Anchorage. I think we were down in near Homer, maybe.
Oh, okay.
And looking at it in the magazines, and one of my photos is in their travel magazine. So
really?
This would be my second time in one of their travel magazines up there.
Nice.
I'm on a cover of one of them. Well, my photo's on a cover of one of them. And then that one was featured in there. This year, I was also featured in Bass Player magazine by a bass player from the band Filter, who was Cher's bass player. So that was cool, too. There was the Bush Foundation magazine. I was in there. Just some random newspapers.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Cool, because you're getting your names getting out there.
Yeah.
Recognizing who you are.
I think it was a total of 6 magazine published photos total.
Sweet.
With one cover so far. So I have work published all over the Red Lakes official website. For a while I was on Bemidji's Welcome to Bemidji website.
How do you get your name out there? Is there a strategy? Because in a way, wouldn't it be cool if you, like, didn't have to have a day job and you just did that?
I've thought about that, and part of me wants to go all business with it, but then I'm like, what would happen if I turned my hobby into
my
work?
My profession.
Yeah, and then will that kind of take away the fun of it? Or, you know, do I keep doing what I'm doing now where my job does provide me some, you know, I do earn leave and I can take leave. Plus, I like the job I got. But yet I have time to take trips planned out. So I'm still kind of up in the air if I want to do it business 100% of the time. I definitely do have a good amount of clients that I could keep doing what I'm doing now or turn it into a full-time business, because there's a lot of business just here in Red Lake that would look for if I were to take it up, the full business. Right now, I don't advertise as a business, but I do get a lot of inquiries about photos, like, mainly like senior portraits, or I even did like executive headshots for some of the programs around here in Red Lake. I do a wide variety of photography. One of the things I do want to do though is I want to get my prints into our casino properties, our hotel properties. Because you go in there and there's photos of Red Lake in our properties, but they're from a major company that specializes in flying to these locations, and they take a snap of a picture and then they just blow it up and put it in a big huge frame and they sell them to our gaming. And why not feature a local artist who's capable of the same thing?
Yep.
Exactly. And have prints available for people that may want to buy them in the gift shop.
Yeah.
And support your local artist.
Yeah. And then so some of the products I do, I'm looking to get into some businesses as well, some Red Lake businesses. Every year around this time, I put out a calendar, and that's a big deal. I get lots of pre-orders. And then I usually stock up, set up vendor booths, things like that. But I like to put some into some stores around the area and see how that goes. Postcards. If you ever know anybody looking for a Red Lake Nation postcard to send, as far as I know, I'm the only one who has real postcards for Red Lake. I got that idea from the post office. These workers said that every summer they get these youth crews come up here from all over the country, like these ministry groups or whatever. And there I was looking to send back home some postcards, and so I started making postcards, and I go to their groups and I let them know, here's some postcards I got. They're really cheap. They're only like a couple bucks, you know. So yeah, the products I got, calendars, postcards, I do prints, custom size. Like any image you see on my Facebook or my website, you can order as a print. And then each print that I hand sign, keep that artistic value up. And
nice, yeah. So have you ever had challenges trying to decide how much to charge for your prints? Or is there kind of like a standard that photographers charge for?
I was told just decide what you feel your art is worth. Mm-hmm. Factor in the time it took you to create the image in its entirety, meaning as you shot it to the post-production of it. Factor in your own what you feel your art value is. And I'm a fairly cheap guy. I don't like spend money, so I keep my my products fairly cheap. So yeah, I mean, my calendars are only $30, and my prints, I like to sell 11x17 because I think they're like the perfect size. Because they, you know, 8x10 is cool, but 11 by 17 gives you a little more, but it's not too big. The details are nicer on 11 by 17. I just sell them for $25.
Yeah,
I do have like some like exclusive and limited edition prints that I do up the price more on those because I'm not making mass prints of them.
Right.
An example of like some of the ones that would be valued at more would be when you prepay my calendar pre-ordered, you get a choice between two different prints this year. One is the cover, which features an eagle flying along the shores of Red Lake. Or else the other print you could get is the Red Lake Powwow. It's the Red Lake Independence Celebration. It has some dancers in the Powwow Arena, and then you can see the fireworks. So the fireworks one with the Powwow, that was actually the Beltrami County Grand Champion photo. And the one of the eagle was the Red Lake Fair's Best in Show. So I decided to give an option.
Get it while you can.
Get it while you can. Get in on the deal.
So, well, thank you so much for sitting down and taking the time to share your story with us today. And so, yeah, miigwech.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming up. And this is cool.
This program has been funded by the Legacy Arts, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.